Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Department continues to work the case of an armed robbery of a downtown bank. On Saturday, Premier Bank's office on 5th Street was robbed at gunpoint. Around 11:30 that morning, a man approached a bank teller, displayed a black semi-automatic handgun, and demanded money. Northfield investigator Sergeant P.T. Hyder said the man left on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. He added that they'll be reviewing the actual video today. Due to it happening on the weekend, they were only able to get still shots, which are on KYMNradio.net. They're following up right now.
Just like anything, we get tips and we take them till they're exhausted, follow up, and then once that's exhausted or if that doesn't make any sense or it doesn't add up, and then we stop and go on to the next one.
It's a fluid situation at this point. As for the victims?
They were very shaken up, but very strong people. I'll follow up to make sure they're doing okay. The FBI has a resource for them. We leave them with information.
Hyder says it's a life-changing event, adding that they handled it very well. Hyder added that they believe the suspect was in town the day before and are asking anyone with information to call. He said no tip is too small. Call 507-645-4477. Keep it on KYMN for the latest information. In November of 2015, Premier Bank was robbed at gunpoint. That suspect has not been found. Deputy Chief Mark Ducats commented that while they had a good picture of the man, they had no good leads. Rice County has the same number of judges they had 30 years ago. County Attorney John Fossum explained that in 1980, there were 40,000 residents in the county.
And we had a district court judge and two county court judges and two city court judges. And when the courts unified into a district court system, we were left with three district court judges who handle everything from conciliation court and traffic tickets up to our murder cases.
There are 11 counties in the 3rd Judicial District. Rice County is the second most populous. The county is going through a caseload study right now.
The inescapable conclusion that I get to is that we don't have enough bandwidth to do the work because we have, when we have 8-10 cases set for trial and none of them actually go to trial and get continued to other times, that indicates to me that we're not moving things through the system as well as we could or as we should.
Division Street is open again. It's been closed for over a week between 5th and 6th Streets due to work at 512 Division, the former veterinary clinic owned by David Garley. The building has been purchased by Cannon Valley Vet. Due to renovations, they needed to upgrade the utilities. The Cannon River Civic Center Advisory Committee will be holding an informational meeting tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be a presentation and then time for a Q&A in anticipation of November 6th referendum vote. The Randolph FFA will be holding their corn drive tomorrow. Local farmers donate corn. It's then taken to an elevator and sold. That money is donated to Camp Courage. They've been doing this for decades. And at-large counselor candidate Clarice Graybaugh was on the morning show today. Her interview is on KYMNradio.net. Incumbent Greg Colby will be in studio at 8:45 on November 1st. John Dennison and Jessica Peterson-White will also be on the morning show this week. News from around the state is next.